But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
All right, your time is up here, Douglas.
I won, though, man. I mean, I don't understand why we're doing this.
You can keep pleading your case, we've heard all the deliberations.
Take it to trial.
It's been a week-long trial, and now we got to settle this. All right, so welcome back, everyone. The trial of the people against Hugh Douglas. And, you know, we tried to reason with him to surrender here, and he didn't want to do it. So we decided to bring in a judge, jury, perhaps an executioner. Ike Reese joins us live in studio to deem the end of this trial here. Ike, how are we doing today?
I'm good, brother. I love the executioner. I love that.
Well,
man.
We'll see.
Shout out to B-Hop.
You're doing a whole lot of smiling.
What, man? I can't be happy to be on the show.
No, I'm just saying, because I don't know how this is going to go.
All right, let's present it and then have Ike rule here. So, all right, yes. Ike, earlier in the season, we made a bet with Hugh, and he said if the Eagles finished this season allowing 17 or fewer points per game on defense, that he would dye his beard green for the playoff run.
By the way, I was bullied into that, bet.
No,
I just want to say.
No one wants to hear
this. No, I was coerced.
You're a grown man, okay?
Coerced.
That's number one.
I thought I was until I came here.
Bully. Hugh contends he won the bet because the Eagles allowed Hugh?
17.8.
As a team. But, of course.
Opponents, when you Google, how many points did the Eagles defense give up? Google it. How many points did the Eagles give up in 2024? It says 17.8.
Okay, but we can use some context
and
here.
And you know you bet, too. You bet a lot. I was about to say user. But you bet a lot. I feel like I'm being a hostile
life in here right now, man.
So look, technically, Hugh is correct on that. But two of those scores came from defense. The Jaguars' defense scored a touchdown. And the Browns special teams. If you subtract those points, the Eagles allowed 288 on the season. That's 16.9 points per game. That sounds to me like Hugh lost the bet. What do you feel here?
Well, let me say this. I've been following this throughout the season because I listened to the show on the way in. Highly entertaining. By the way, congratulations. Smashing it! You two
I'm
just saying, you two guys smashing it.
Oh,
no,
I'm just saying,
in the midday.
I'm just waiting to see what he's about to say. He said, you're doing a whole lot long. I'm not being
well, the... Well, he's butting you being, up before
yeah,
he
yeah,
before
you know what I'm
he
saying? The calm before
the
storm, yeah.
Wow, okay. Hostile. Everybody's hostile. Hey, here, I see.
Hugh's...
Wow. I'm taking my cues from Sean Lindell.
Oh!
I'm going to keep it moving.
Probably best.
He said, nobody said, okay.
Yep. Yeah,
okay.
That was already awkward enough. So, to Hugh's point, does say 17.8 when I look at total points given up.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, shout out to the Eagles defense. 1/10 of a point off from being the number one scoring defense in the league.
Yeah, what was that?
The Chargers were 17.7. Eagles were 17.8, so they were almost a number.
Yeah.
They already total number one in defense and yardage.
I mean, they were way better than any of us thought.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah,
yeah, so
I mean,
we
to go from the
know
way they were
not a luxury, Hugh. I followed that throughout the year too.
I'm not gonna argue with you on that.
Okay,
my fate is in your
just
hands.
Just know it's not luxury.
I'm not gonna argue with that.
I'll say this: you look at the stat, and the stat says 17.8. You guys said under 17.
Mm-hmm. 17 or fewer, yep.
17 or fewer. It really can't be argued. It can't be argued until you realize that the Eagles' defense should not be penalized for 14 points.
Mm.
There are two touchdowns in there that the defense did not give up. They didn't give up those points. And I mean, look at all the circumstances surrounding this case. The lack of respect for defense that the great Hugh Douglas has shown throughout the year, I can't help but rule in favor of Joe Giglio, Kyle Quinn. The defense gave up less than 17 points. 16.8 is what the actual defense gave up. Hugh, I'm sorry, brother. The beard needs to be green. The only question is, Midnight Green or Kelly Green?
Well, only thing I can say is, I fought the good fight. If I have a choice, I'm going Midnight Green. Yeah. I'd be damned if I go Kelly Green.
There we go.
Okay. So in interest of being a good sport, when do I have to do this?
Well, I think that for the people, because remember, this was not just us. It was the people against you, Douglas. I think the people at the pregame show would love to see a green beard on Sunday.
Show.
I mean, that would be...
I gotta find some green.
That would be an incredible, incredible scene.
Yeah, I mean, the postseason starts this weekend.
And like you keep saying, nothing's a lock. It's do or die. I mean, we got...
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, this may be the only chance that you actually get to honor the bet and be a stand-up guy.
All right, then, man.
I mean, I love you.
I don't know if that's the case right now.
I love you, man.
I'm gonna get past this.
I love you,
but I did not see this coming. I'm gonna get past it though. I understand. Like, okay.
Well, if I'm being honest, I was offended by the defense as a luxury.
I know. See,
this is why I'm being punished. My take was sound, but we found a loophole because like you said the other night, I was being flippant. That's what
well,
it is.
Dude, you're Hugh Douglas, bro.
It's cool. It's okay. I'm not mad.
He's Hugh Douglas.
Well, he used to be.
He's an Eagle great. You're an Eagles Hall of Famer.
I'm not mad.
Would Brian Dawkins ever say defense is a luxury?
Never.
Did you ever hear Seth Joyner saying that?
Never.
Jeremiah Trotter?
Yeah, I'm getting
Trent Cole.
Well, the one time that we told Trot about this, Trot was appalled.
Yes.
Yeah, he said you were on crack.
Let me go ahead and try to find me some beer.
All right. Pre-game show. If you're going to the game Sunday, come on out. Pre-game show. Hugh will be there. Ike will be there. I'll be there.
Thank you, Ike.
You come on out. Thank you, Judge Reese.
Appreciate you guys having me.
Well, of course. Yes, thank you, Judge Reese,
thanks
for the
a lot,
ruling.
Ike. Thank
Douglas,
you.
I love you, brother.
Thank you so much, Ike. Thank you.
Oh, that was great. I mean, the people have spoken. The judge has spoken. Justice has been served here in a court of law at WIP. Hugh, how you feel?
I'm not good, Coach. Okay. Not good, Coach. But I am a man of my word, and I am looking up green hair dye.
Okay. Well, you have fun this weekend. All right, 215-592-9494. Today's show is sponsored by Klondike Cates. Enjoy Bud Light and Michelob Ultra
Special all football season
at Klondike Cates. What's your question?
So is this just for this weekend?
Whoa.
Or do I have to do it?
Do you think you can undye it after the Eagles get a win?
Yeah, I'm going to try.
So how about this? I think we could be fair to Hugh on this. This is for as long as the Eagles playoff run continues. If somehow, and I think it's ridiculous to think about because this is a lock, if somehow they lose Sunday, wash it out and move on. Yep. Like, we're good.
But it could extend to February.
We could be on Bourbon. I mean, legitimately. I mean, they booked our hotel room already. We could be on Bourbon Street. You having a green beard. This is so good.
I'm so excited. Thank you, Mike.
I can hear it in your voice.
Mm-hmm. Just know that, like, the majority of our listening audience, the large majority, is very happy with
us. Oh, they pulled the car over and they're celebrating.
We have made our listeners very happy.
It's not very often where you have a high-profile verdict that causes this much reaction. I mean, I have to go back to, I don't know, 1995 for a high-profile verdict to cause this much attention and this much reaction. Let's go to George in Delco. What's up, George?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
How you doing, George? What's up, buddy?
I'm doing good. So I would like to say... Well, I would say I'm sorry to you, Joe, but I'm going with Hugh, man. He's right on this one.
He's right about what?
So, listen, I'm not saying we're going to lose because, you know, I got faith in the team that we're going to win, but it's the playoffs. You can't say anything is a lock.
Why not?
Just because – so, listen, if you're looking at the Denver and the Bills game, all right, are you saying the Bills are a lock?
Yeah.
So – if the Bills go out there and they take Denver and Bo Nix lightly, they're going to lose.
Sure, but they're not going to do that. I mean, why would – like, I can feel it's a lock. I never said the team should, right? Like, of course the Eagles should prepare like they're playing a good team, but they're not going to take them lightly. Why would anyone take anyone lightly in the playoffs?
Because you're saying it's a lock. No, nothing is a lock. It's the playoffs, man. I have faith that we're going to win.
But, George, don't you assume in the post – this isn't week 4, and it's not like one team off of a bye and one team – like, this is the playoffs. No one takes anyone lightly in the playoffs. This is the biggest game of their lives.
Yeah, you definitely don't do that.
Well, yeah, we're not going to take them lightly. Right. I know we're going to play them.
Right, but then we have to eliminate that. That's not part of the handicap of the game. The Eagles are not taking the Packers lightly. Now, could the Packers outplay them? I mean, that's a possibility, and then I'm wrong. But I don't see where they have any advantage in this game.
I don't know. I mean, if Jalen goes out there and he starts slow, like everyone keeps saying and comparing it to, then the Packers have a chance, which is hopefully that won't happen. But, it's just, we have the better players, we have the better team, we have the better everything. It's just, we have to play the way we should play. But to say it's a lock, I don't know, I can't say anything is a lock in the playoffs, man. It's just, it's the playoffs, everyone plays differently, we just got to go out there and play our game.
Well, we do, and hopefully it's going to work out. George, we appreciate it, and you enjoy the game. Do we have a developing situation?
We do, yeah, and I got to credit Lewis here, who's doing our podcast and audio for the show today, who pointed this out to me. This does need to be updated, but...
So whoever's doing this, please fix.
If you go on Hugh Douglas's Wikipedia, it's, the basic details. Hugh Douglas currently hosts the 94 WIP Midday Show in Philadelphia, previously served as a football analyst for ESPN. Next line, Hugh never did his bet about dyeing his beard green.
That's wow, they changed.
Said what?
It says it has to be updated because obviously this is going to change now because you've been ruled guilty. Hugh never did his bet about dyeing his beard green.
Yeah, because I won. But I got clipped on a technicality.
The judge.
I am being punished.
The honorable.
It's
Reese.
On your Wikipedia.
I am being punished.
The internet doesn't lie, as you say.
I am being punished because I had a comment. Well, I had a take that nobody agreed with. So now I'm being punished for that. So this is why I'm on here right now looking for some green beard dye.
Well, also you lost the bet. I mean that there's more to this.
I didn't lose.
I don't think we have to argue about this anymore. It's over.
We can't argue about it because I've been overruled. But
court of law found you guilty.
Well, your whole thing this week was that the internet doesn't lie. Yeah, this is on your Wikipedia page.
Somebody did that because they heard me say that. somebody heard me say that, why they did that. And they were hoping that I would. I'm not that much of a narcissist where I go Google myself to see what people are saying. But yeah, that's what that was.
Can't believe it's on your Wikipedia.
That's so amazing. We got to check on Hugh's Wikipedia more often. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. We have to hit you with a same-game parlay for Wild Card Weekend as well. Eagles-Packers in a few minutes. DeSean Jackson joins at 1:30. We'll have Big Game Dante in studio before the end of the show to sing the national anthem and get us set up for a huge football weekend. Let's go out to the plant-based Seth in media. What's up, Seth?
Oh, man, I can't believe you just did me like that. Kyle set me up.
That's what it said on the board. I'm like Ron Burgundy. I read whatever he puts up there.
It's all good, Kyle. I digress. So let me put all this stuff to bed right now about, people beating their chest and this is a lock and stuff like that. You know what? You know who else was supposed to be a lock? The Phillies winning the World Series, right? I've seen this too many times before. The Eagles beating the Chiefs. Right, walking in there. We were the better team. We should have won that game. I'm not saying that I feel like they're going to lose. I don't want them to lose. I think, they have every shot to win this thing and go deep. But at no point during this playoffs, I got both my feet on the ground. I am not going to say that any one of these games is a lock. It's ridiculous to even think that, and I think you're overstepping your confidence when you do that. It's fine to be down at the game and hoot and holler and stuff, but just keep in the back of your mind that, these other guys are getting paid too.
Sure they are. So Seth, I get it.
Green Bay's not bad.
They're not bad. But when you said it jogged my memory. When you said the Chiefs in the Super Bowl a couple years ago, I was in Arizona. I was on the media row and I was doing my show at night then. And I did a show. I forget exactly the topic of the night, but it was something to the effect of your confidence level. And Seth, it spooked me that night because, I don't know, seven out of every 10 callers were telling me the Eagles were going to blow out the Chiefs. And I didn't feel that way. But part of that was the respect I had for Andy Reid and the greatness of Patrick Mahomes. Like you're right, Seth. Nothing is ever like fully anything. 100%. That's just the way sports work. I think we're underestimating how bad things have gone for Green Bay. Their quarterback. The Eagles aren't perfect, but they're really good. Green Bay is not the team they were last year. The way I view it, their quarterback has an elbow issue. They lost their best deep threat. They lost their best corner. And they haven't beaten a good team all year. Like last year's Packers, I know they went and did this, you know, the 2-7 game. They had beat the Lions on Thanksgiving last year, and they had beaten the Chiefs last year. Like, they were dangerous. I think they're a dead team walking in here. I really believe if the Eagles can jump on them, and that's debatable if they will, as Hughes pointed out all day, I think they might roll over the way the Eagles rolled over in Tampa last year. I just think they have weird vibes heading into a playoff week.
Listen, that's a fair point, you know, and you're accurate with a lot of that stuff, especially with their injuries. But, you know, you'd be selling yourself short and doing yourself a disservice as a fan if you weren't at least paying attention to the fact that, look, the Eagles are going to have a little bit of issues too. You know, I saw some guy say that the other day, a hot take on whatever sports show it was, where he's like, you know, Jalen has been known to not be a great passer. And that's just BS. That's up and down. I mean, he's proven, I don't know what else this kid has to do to prove that he is a very, very good quarterback and have potential to be elite as his career goes on. I'm just saying, I'm not ready. I'm with you on this one. I don't think anything at this point is a 100% lock. And you just agree with me on that. You know what I mean? I'm just saying, like, you know, have fun this weekend. I'm going to have a good time. I'm expecting the Eagles to win. They should win. But I, you know, I'm just gonna reserve my excitement for, you know, when I start to see them actually roll through.
I hear you. All right, Seth. Good stuff, man. We appreciate it. You have a good weekend. All right, a couple things here. Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about it and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. I have three things I need to bring up here. Okay, number one is the Twitter poll, which we started with the show today. I'm actually disappointed. You know, I'm legitimately disappointed. Do you consider the Eagles a lock to beat Green Bay on Sunday? 63% said no one. I'm surprised. I mean, usually Football Friday is the least logical day of the week, right? Like, we're just like totally in our feelings. No one thinks straight. Yet 63% said no. That tells me there's a lot of people out there who have some nerves about this game, including Hugh Douglas. Okay. Second thing is, you notice that Hugh let me handle that entire plant-based call with Seth, and that's because I'm guessing he was searching for green dye.
You know I am. I'm trying to make this as painless as possible. And I just want to say this, because we're going to be at the game Sunday.
Yes.
I ain't taking no pictures with nobody. Like, if you want to take a picture, you're going to have to take it from afar. I'm not posing with a green beard. I'm not doing it.
For the next
not
month?
Being ridiculed for the whole month. Can't do it. Can't do it. Can't do it.
Okay. Well, then take them from afar. All right. Last thing. we do have some more Eagles wide receiver news, and it's not the greatest. So we know A.J. Brown didn't practice yesterday. Sirianni said rest. Kyle, it sounds like DeVonta Smith now also absent from Eagles practice. Back tightness. He is expected to play.
This
but
is all lovely.
Back tightness for DeVonta Smith.
Hmm. I mean, it's not great.
Two
wide receiver injuries going into this game is
okay. I mean,
not the greatest news, but if they're going to play, I feel okay. I just, you don't like to see that.
Yeah, we'll see how they list both of these guys, because that, you know, it's one thing to for a reporter to put out what the team is saying. The truth lies in the injury report. When they put the injury report out today, 4 or 5 o'clock, whenever that comes out, that's you can't lie on that, right? So if they're questionable, they're probably going to play. If they're doubtful, they're probably going to be out. So just that'll tell us everything we need to know about really how serious any of these things are. All right. You know what we got to do, guys, before we talk to Sean Jackson coming up at 1:30?
What we got
to
do?
We got to put together a same-game parlay for the Eagles and the Packers on Sunday. Let's get to it. We always do one each week before an Eagles game over at FanDuel Sportsbook. All right, what are you thinking, Hugh? Touchdown?
Oh, you know me. I'm going to always go with the Saquon anytime.
Right.
He's been off for like, what, 14 days? He's been chilling?
Saquon Barkley. And remember the first matchup, he had 3 anytime touchdowns against the Packers in Brazil. All right, Saquon anytime touchdown. Kyle, what are you thinking? What kind of leg you want to put in here?
So we had a lot of discussion this week about should they run Jalen Hurts? Should they lean on his running ability?
Yep.
I think they should. I think they will. His number, I think, is... So if you go to 40-plus yards, it's minus 110.
Alt rushing yards?
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm going to take that.
All right. Well, now we have two receivers that have some sort of ailment, so maybe he's going to have to run the football more than normal. Okay. We'll go with that. I feel like I have to, after sitting here for the past 3.5 hours saying this to lock, I feel like I got to hit you with the alt spread, right? Like
the alt.
Well, they're favored by 4.5, but... That feels a little light for it to just be a lock. How about Eagles minus 6.5? Let's move that spread. Alt spread. Eagles minus 6.5. They win this by at least a touchdown. So Barkley touchdown. Eagles minus 6.5. Hurts on the 40-plus rushing yards. I say we throw in a Josh Jacobs touchdown. It feels like if they score.
That sounds about right.
That's
yeah. I mean, because they're probably going to lean on him a whole lot. Yeah. He's probably going to be the guy that they're going to look to kind of, you know, try to even it out a little bit. So, yeah, I can see that.
He had 15 touchdowns rushing this season. Yeah, he's been a touchdown machine. All right, so we go Josh Jacobs anytime. And I know we just got some news that he has a little tight back.
Tidy back.
I still think DeVonta Smith is going to have a day on Sunday, assuming he's going to be okay when the game starts. He had a bunch of catches and yards against the Packers week one. They play a lot of zone. He gets a lot of catches against zone over the middle. And when he runs across the sideline, totally across the field. I like DeVonta over 60.5 receiving yards. Let's go Barkley touchdown, Josh Jacobs touchdown, Jalen Hurts 40-plus rushing yards, Eagles to cover 6.5-point number, and DeVonta Smith over 60.5 receiving yards. That comes out to about a 22-1, 21 or so to 1 on a same-game parlay. Lock it in as we lock up a victory for the Eagles on Sunday in round number 1. Rob in Overbrook. What's up, Rob? Rob?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's up?
What's going on, man? Joe Giglio, man. Hey, Hugh, were you here when the Phillies lost to Arizona in the playoffs?
He was.
Yes,
yeah,
I was.
We were doing that show together. Yep.
All right. Remember that Joe Giglio take? Who do you want to play? Texas or Houston?
Uh-huh,
we were up 3-1.
Of course.
Nothing's a stone cold lock, brother. And for you to dismiss the Packers, like, you know, the Philly Eagles are just going to walk in there and just, you know, walk over them.
They are.
Okay. The time will tell, you know, because, you know, from, you know, all week, you can do a lot of talking up until Sunday game day. And then that's when you find out with the proof's in the pudding, you know. And here's another thing. I am so disappointed. I was talking to Kyle. I was so disappointed that he didn't go for that record. You don't get a chance in life to go for records too often. Just like that Wilt Chamberlain 100-point game. I was alive for that. Mm-hmm. That's a Philadelphia record, and nobody's going. When people get close, but nobody's going to break it. And the two things I learned that you can't do scared is gamble and play football. So when you start talking about resting people, and you know nothing's it's not a lock that you're going to get out of the first round. It's not like you win the World Series.
Gotcha.
So if you don't, if the Eagles don't win the World Series. What are we left with? You can go for everything when you get a chance to, man. This new NFL with these scared people, man. Everybody's scared. You know, everybody
You're the one that sounds scared about this game. You're so much scared. I mean, the Eagles. In what area is Green Bay better than the Eagles?
It's like the caller just before me said. These guys get paid too. They're professionals. And, you know, just because somebody's better than somebody doesn't mean you're going to beat them.
I think, but we could say that about every game. So what's the point of even having a feeling on a game? Like, just close your eyes. Like, sometimes you have a feeling your team's going to win or you're worried. And I'm worried a lot of times. This week, I'm not worried. They're not that great of a team.
Well, we shall tell. We shall see the proof be in the pudding when Hugh and that group, that green beard, at the end of that game, we'll tell exactly whether how right you were, because, you know, you've been wrong more than you've been right, Joe, as far as I can see.
I'm not sure about that one, but we can debate that. Rob, good phone call, man. We appreciate you.